Survival Enterprises has real...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Stan at the Genesis Communication Network, coming at you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and, well, hopefully we're going to have Joel Skousen with us very soon. And second hour, we're going to have William Grigg, two of my favorite guests, and we're going to be talking about the affairs of the things that are going on in the world today as we move towards from freedom to fascism. Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a plan for a planned police state here in the United States. Everything is in place. In fact, this plan has been around for a long time. It was here shortly after America was created, when Alexander Hamilton, who was certainly an agent of the European dynasties and the European central bankers, and was a man who actually organized our first central bank, when Alexander Hamilton convinced George Washington that they should take action, military action, against American citizens. And what was their crime? Why, they, of course, were actually distilling whiskey from the grain that they were producing. It was one of the few sources of income they had, and of course, they were competing with the large producers, who even at that time had a great deal of money behind them. And here are these little guys trying to make a living on their farms and distilling whiskey, and because they weren't paying a federal tax on that whiskey, why, of course, they were the soldiers were sent out. They had something called the Whiskey Rebellion. Now, what most people don't understand is that the Whiskey Rebellion was largely organized by a man named Genet, and he was the American ambassador, or he was the French ambassador, to the United States at that time. He was a Jacobin. He was part of the Illuminati. He was part of this whole world revolutionary movement that was present at that time. And Citizen Genet had been introduced into the mysteries by none other than Thomas Jefferson. How do I know that? Well, I've got a set of books here on the life of George Washington. And in that book, we actually found references to the fact that Jefferson had written a letter to Genet telling him that he was not allowed to come to the United States as a French citizen and try to promote a rebellion, the Whiskey Rebellion. And Genet writes back to Thomas Jefferson, and you'll find this in some of our writings, or if you want to get the pages from a book that was written in about 1840 by Washington Irving. Why, of course, then Genet writes back to Jefferson and said, "You were the one who introduced me to the mysteries. You were the one who taught me to oppose any tyranny from the government. Why have you turned against me?" Now, a lot of people have read that and wondered, what was this talking about? What were these mysteries they were talking about? Well, the basis of everything that was going on at the time of the American Revolution was really the mystery religions of ancient times, which had been passed down through the various secret societies, through the Knights of Malta, through the Knights Templar, through the Rosicrucians, through Masonry, And, of course, this was creating the foment that was leading to the world revolution, a revolution that's continued right up to the present time. And Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, both having lived in France, had been exposed to the mysteries and really believed in it. Of course, this idea of the man being able to be completely free without the restrictions of government. And I, in many ways, respect those ideas. But you have to have a certain amount of government. Now, Jefferson eventually turned against the mysteries, and he writes, and if you haven't read my writings on Jefferson, you can go up to our website at radioliberty.com and pull down how he eventually says, you know, I puzzled all over these things for many years, and I finally decided to simply lay my head on the soft pillow which Christ has offered to us. And he gave up his pursuit of the ancient mystery religions, but of course they're very applicable today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess we're not going to have our guest here the first hour. I know Joel had to go to a wedding, and so we had hoped, of course, he would be with us. We moved him up an hour early, but something obviously has come up, so it's just going to be you and me. And our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800. Okay, 1-800-259-5791, but don't call because Joel has just come aboard. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good now, Dr. Stan. I had trouble getting through on the extension as normal, so...
I'm terribly sorry. Well, do you call the same...
it was just a recording I got instead of an actual person, so...
Okay, well, anyway...
I got through the main operator, and I'm here.
That's the important thing. So give us, tell us what your take is on what's going on. What are we going to be covering in this week's World Affairs Brief?
Well, you know, there's some really important things coming up. One of the most important things in Iraq is that I just found out today that the U.S. is preparing to do a massive bombing campaign inside Baghdad at Sadr City in order to lay waste to the stronghold of the Mehdi army. Acting under U.S. pressure, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is preparing to do a major assault on Baghdad's haven for the Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army. And the BBC is reporting that two football stadiums are on standby to receive residents from two neighborhoods, and the government is putting out leaflets to them to leave, everyone to leave immediately. And essentially, they're going to turn part of Sadr City into a Fallujah. That means only one thing. It means that the U.S. will do its shock and awe tactics by bombing every house in the area that has fire coming from it, just like they did in Fallujah. This will create more hatred than ever, not only among the displaced, whose houses will not be fit to return to, but among all the rest who witnessed this wanton destruction. You know, the fighting so far in Sadr City has been fierce street, house-to-house fighting, and the Iraqi army and U.S. troops are not winning this battle. And so they're going to turn back to their standard procedure of just leveling everything with airstrikes. And this is just extremely bad. I mean, there's already been over 1,000 people died in the last 2 weeks in the assaults going on, and more than 2,500 Iraqis been injured. You know, a few tens of American troops, lots of more Iraqi soldiers have died. But this is just going to, just be more of the same. This is getting worse in Iraq rather than better.
But, of course, you remember what happened in Fallujah when we finally, of course, surrounded the city, and we thought we had all the terrorists trapped inside, and it all disappeared. And, of course,
that's going to happen again. And so who loses? Well, it's the Iraqi people.
And, of course,
This is kind of like urban renewal on a massive military scale. This is the slum portion of Baghdad, so I guess the Maliki government doesn't care if these people are displaced and they get to rebuild with American money, naturally. But this also seems to indicate that they're looking for the U.S. is looking for a major success, finally, in this war, probably because the Iran war is not going to quickly bail out this Iraq situation, and they're going to have to do something in Iraq.
But, of course, al-Sadr actually has been a very, very close ally in many respects of al-Maliki. I mean, certainly, they're both Shia Muslims, and al-Sadr was actually part of the government there for a while. Now we know he's
going
over in Iran. But what we're going to do is just totally antagonize the whole Shia population, not only of Iraq, but of Iran and of Syria, and this whole Shia crescent that's there.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the Shia movement is going to split asunder right now, and that the Iranian-backed portions like al-Sadr are going to mount major offenses against Nouri al-Maliki, and he's putting his last remaining hopes in U.S. backing, and U.S. backing apparently is going to mean, you know, more destruction in Baghdad. But this does not bode well all across the board.
But of course, al-Sadr called a 6-month ceasefire, and it was the Americans and the Iraqi and the central government that broke the ceasefire and, you know, violated their promise. And of course, will they ever trust them again? Will anybody in Iraq ever trust America again? Why don't we just go home and let them work their problems out on their own? Why are we doing this sort of thing, and we're going to kill tens of thousands more Iraqis? How many more Iraqis are going to have to die because they made a mistake when we first went in there?
Well, of course, it wasn't a mistake from the globalist point of view. You see, as we've talked about before, the real purpose of this Iraq war was to antagonize the world against America. And that's what this is doing. That's what Fallujah did. Fallujah created extreme hatred in Iraq against America. And what this will do is they start bombing, and it won't end in only these two neighborhoods, subsets of Sadr City. It's going to be much worse, and it will expand because the Mehdi army will, of course, retreat to the areas that aren't being bombed, where civilians still exist. And so this is fulfilling what I believe in my general theory to be the ultimate goal of globalist intervention in the Muslim countries, is to create more hatred against America as the bully of the world.
And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, certainly I'm not naive enough to think that they made a mistake when they went in. They knew exactly what they were doing, and I think, of course, they were making preparations for the clash of civilizations that will soon be unfolding in that part of the world. God help us.
Yes, indeed. Well, in another story, you know, the FBI ran into another court case where they suddenly bailed out. As Ryan Singel of Wired News talked about, he said the FBI served a controversial national security letter on the Internet Archives founder, Brewster Kahl, asking for records about one of the library's registered users, asking for his name, address, activity on the site, and, of course, the Electronic Freedom Frontier Foundation, who has done the most probably towards defending these cases in court against illegal surveillance and other things. Fought the national security letter challenging its constitutionality in a complaint to a federal court in San Francisco. Well, you know, first of all, to review, a national security letter is essentially a subpoena for documents without a court warrant. It's search without, it's totally unconstitutional search and seizure that was authorized by no less than the Patriot Act. And it includes always a gag order forbidding the recipient of the letter from ever speaking about the subpoena except to a lawyer. He can't tell his family, he can't tell his employees, he can't tell the victims of the target of the search letter. And, of course, Brewster Kahl called the gag order horrendous, saying he couldn't talk about the case with his board members, his wife, or staff, but said that his stand was part of the time-honored tradition of librarians protecting the right of their patrons to anonymity. Well, what's interesting, that as soon as the FBI notices that the court seems favorable to ruling this an unconstitutional use of search and warrantless search, they fold. This has happened three times in the past, and they suddenly say, we give in, here's the records, we take away the necessary, and you're off the hook. Now, what they're doing, Dr. Stan, is essentially is avoiding a ruling by a judge that will rule on the legality or illegality of these notorious and secret national security letters. So they keep relenting, all to keep the court from ruling against these warrantless phishing expositions. This is very smart, but very evil, just the same, and certainly not typical of what a true conservative constitutional administration would do. And, of course, the Bush administration, which claims that title, is nothing of the sort.
And, well, of course, increasingly we're living in a surveillance society. And, of course, they justify this in the war on terrorism. But anybody with half an ounce of sense knows if they were really worried about a war on terrorism, they would have certainly, you know, closed the southern border. They'd have air marshals on every plane. They would, every pilot would be armed. They don't believe there's a war on terrorism. That's just for us common people. That's for the suckers. They're using the threat of terrorism to justify having the right to have surveillance on every American citizen, collecting dossiers on every American citizen, setting up a system of informers across America, and people are actually being actively encouraged to inform on others who they suspect might be doing something wrong.
Well, that, that's, of course, leads into the next story on there's a sellout coming in the opposition to the telecom immunity bill. The showdown between the White House and House Democrats over the renewal of the controversial domestic spying legislation, you know, it kind of has faded from public debate. But in a nutshell, the administration wants to protect the phone companies from lawsuits for their role in providing the government with client information, of course, without judicial oversight. Something the Senate approved, being, you know, more in line with the White House than the House Democrats have so far rejected. But now we're getting word from the American Civil Liberties Union that the House Democrats have been crafting a deal with Jay Rockefeller, who's a Democrat of West Virginia. He's been the one who has been the shill for the Bush administration on the Democratic side, who's been adamant in favor of immunity for telecoms. Rockefeller, you know, has been one of the most vocal supporters of retroactive immunity for phone companies. And retroactive is important because the phone companies have been in bed with government surveillance since World War II. And so, you know, they've got a lot of baggage to protect themselves from. But as the ALU said, ACLU said, make no mistake, any compromise that is acceptable to Senator Rockefeller and the president will undoubtedly let lawbreakers off the hook and seriously put at risk or even end lawsuits that may be the only way to get to the bottom of crimes that were committed by phone companies. in Bush administration officials.
But because it long antedated President Bush, it goes right back to up to Echelon, E-S-C-H-E-L-O-N, that vehicle by which the government has been, through the NSA, has been illegally listening to telephone calls throughout the world. And here in the United States, they let the British listen to them so that they're not breaking our laws. The British break our laws. And then, of course, they get the intelligence. They've been doing that going back to the time of the Second World War. And most Americans have never heard of Project Echelon. And yet, of course, as you say, the telephone companies have been in bed with the various administrations. It isn't just the Bush administration. It goes all the way back, you know, the time of Harry Truman.
That's correct.
All right, we'll be right back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we evaluate what's going on today. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving towards a surveillance society. You have to understand that, and we have to ask why. I mean, if it's not certainly because we're trying to track down the terrorists, then what is their motivation? And I believe they really do have a plan for a police state in America.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SNYDERHealth.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is certainly Joel Skousen. We're talking about the fact that they want to give retroactive immunity to the telephone companies that have broke with the laws, but it's not just simply recently. They've been breaking the law, going all the way back to the time of the Truman administration, the establishment of the National Security Agency, which under Project Echelon, and you can look it up on the Internet, you'll find it there. Wikipedia has a section on it. The average American has never heard of it because the media is controlled. And the last thing they want you to know is that they've been listening to your telephone conversations by computer. They've been reading your emails and reading your faxes by computer long before Osama bin Laden supposedly attacked America. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, certainly this compromise that I'm talking about, as Tom Burkhardt said, the Democratic Representative Steny Hoyer is negotiating with Jay Rockefeller to write a new FISA bill that would be agreeable to the White House and the Senate. Their strategy is to craft a bill that can pretend is something short of amnesty. Because you see, the House Democrats who have come against amnesty, and a few handful of Republicans that are against amnesty, like Ron Paul, you have to satisfy them, and so they're going to try to do something that appears in the plain language to not give amnesty, but in fact, in every meaningful respect, he says, ensures an end to the telecom lawsuits. I mean, they got lawyers poring over this to put out some fine print that will allow the lawsuits to essentially end without calling it amnesty. I mean, it's just like illegal amnesty amnesty for illegal aliens. They don't call it amnesty, but the end product is amnesty. It goes without saying, Burkhardt says, that no compromise will be acceptable to Rockefeller or the White House unless there's a guaranteed end to those lawsuits. And that's what's going to happen. Now, let there be no doubt about it to your listeners that they need their memory refreshed. We are talking about domestic spying here. AT&T whistleblower Mark Klein revealed in his 2006 book that the NSA gained access to massive amounts of Internet data after the company, AT&T, allowed the spy agency to hook into its network in San Francisco and other cities. And the retired technician described how the NSA created a system that vacuumed up all Internet and phone data so that it could be listened to. He said this was a purely domestic data sweep by AT&T and forwarded to the NSA. In fact, it was a fiber optic Y connection they put into the system so the NSA essentially could tap in at will to everything coming down the pike. Now, the NSA built a special room to receive data streamed through the AT&T Internet room containing peer links, which were actually fiber optic connections, that provided 2.5 gigabits of data, equivalent to one quarter of the Encyclopedia Britannica per second, said Klein. And this was, of course, corroborated by Bob Karpazdar, a security consultant at the Bat Blue Corporation, who provided an affidavit to the Government Accountability Project describing the FBI's Quantico circuit. That was done by Verizon Wireless, putting in a computer circuit within their cell phone system to allow, with a click of the mouse, the ability of the FBI to transfer everything and voice and text data from those Verizon computer circuits to an office in Quantico, Virginia. We assume that they have similar things with other companies like Sprint and the rest of the... So all of our phones are being monitored. I hope you enjoy... the FBI is enjoying our conversation, Dr. Stan, because we're alerting the American people that this is known now.
Well, I know that they've been monitoring for me for years, and I just don't worry about it, because what I'm doing is perfectly constitutional, and it's the other side that really is guilty of treason in my estimation.
That's right. Of course, you know, what they'll do eventually someday, I believe, is to label everyone who believes in conspiracy and has taken an anti-government position to be guilty of treason. And they will not give the specifics. They will, of course, piggyback on the old mantra of, oh, they believe that 9/11 was an insider job by our government, and, you know, to make people go in horror and throw back their hands and say, yes, away with these people. But we will never get the opportunity, of course, to present the evidence to people because the mainstream media, of course, censors by omission the critical truths that would cause people to change their beliefs. That's why we are on the air, Dr. Stan, and that's why we put out our newsletters and other things that are so important to people.
And that's why I think we have more and more people listening and learning what's going on. And I'm encouraged. I do believe there's a growing awareness. I wish it was a lot larger. I wish there were a lot more people who understood. But I think the Ron Paul revolution has begun to turn things around, and more people are becoming aware that something's seriously wrong in America. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is George Likers Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they could perhaps get a trial copy of the World Affairs Brief and might even want to subscribe, and as I do, and I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, very important analysis of what goes on a weekly basis. You need this to stay on top of what's happening. So how can people get in touch with you?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. They can get a sample of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I'll be happy to send out the current edition to them, including the stuff that we're talking about today. If they forget how to do that, they can go to the website, which is www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And it tells them, right there on the front page, a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief. As you said, I concentrate on supplying the omitted information that the establishment media distorts the news by careful admissions of the truth. And I think it's very, very, very important material.
I think it is, too. Well, anyway, of course, we go right ahead with your story. You were talking about, of course, this whole idea of the surveillance that's been going on, giving retroactive immunity to the telephone companies, which have been in bed with the government, violating our constitutional rights. They knew what they were violating our constitutional rights, and now they want this retroactive permission for torture, which we don't do, but nobody will be convicted of torture that they've done in the past. We give them retroactive immunity, and they want to do the same thing with the telephone companies. So where do we stand?
Well, you know, the three major threats I feel that the Bush administration is responsible for, and by the way, you know, nobody could have gotten this through the American people, through Congress, except the Republican administration. They alone are capable of snookering the rest of the conservatives in the country into going along with this. Had the Democrats tried to do this, most of the nation would have rose up in opposition to them. As it is now, the three major threats that we face to our civil liberties are unlimited, warrantless wiretapping and surveillance of all of our conversations. Number two is the loss of habeas corpus, the fact that the courts have ruled that even with citizens, that as long as they are not charged with the crime, that they can be held under indefinite detention. And as soon as they're charged with a crime, then, of course, the constitutional clocks start ticking that they must be given a, quote, speedy trial. But that can be evaded simply by holding you in detention. And in that detention, as we learn about in Guantanamo Bay, we're finding out that the grossest of torture has taken place under U.S. auspices authorized from the highest levels of our government. And all of these things occurred in a supposedly Christian conservative administration. This is just horrible, and we now have increased documentation of the latest released prisoner from Guantanamo stating that he was tortured. This is Sami Al-Haj, an Al Jazeera cameraman who was taken into secret detention 6 years ago simply to punish Al Jazeera for documenting U.S. war crimes in Iraq. And now he's talking about his ordeal. You know, as I predicted, the main reason why the Pentagon has delayed for so long in releasing prisoners from Guantanamo is that they will eventually tell the world about U.S. torture. And every one of them has. Linda Hurd of Online Journal in England has the story. She says that the Al Jazeera cameraman was thrown into Guantanamo 6 years ago, where he remained until last week without charges, without a trial, and finally is together again with his wife and young son following an emotional reunion in Khartoum. He's from the Sudan. He's only 39 years old, but his friends say he looks like a frail old man. Al-Haj has always protested his innocence. He says he was detained to punish Al Jazeera for its independent reporting in Iraq and Afghanistan, and claims he was tortured, humiliated, force-fed, and made to endure insults to his religion. He was also kicked and beaten for long periods of time with his hands and feet trussed behind his back during his extraordinary rendition flight from Guantanamo. And this was by actual military personnel, he said, on U.S. military aircraft. Now, these people know what they did to this person. And, you know, I was just watching the news this morning, and there's another scandal about police brutality. You see about almost 10 police officers surrounding and kicking a person that they throw out of a car, who was a person guilty of a crime, literally you have surveillance cameras now that have gone public where the Philadelphia police just ganged up on these people, and they were all, for minutes on end, kicking, and, as you had the police chief and the mayor sitting on national TV justifying this and saying that, of course, you know, this isn't appropriate, but then again, there was frustration because there was a police officer shot the day before, and this person was thought to have, might have been involved, and then they admitted later that there was no actual involvement between this person and the death of the police. But still, you know, it's this mentality, this thug mentality among military and police people that worries me.
Well, of course, what happens when the country turns against God and abandons any religious beliefs, is it any wonder that we really have become a godless society with no moral foundation, and certainly the most ruthless often rise to the highest levels where they can do the most damage? And certainly if the people of this country bear responsibility, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And ladies and gentlemen in the audience, what are you doing about what Joel is saying? What are you doing about the fact that we have one of every 32 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole? Do you honestly believe that all those people are guilty of terrible crimes? Go right ahead.
Yes, you know, more than half of them, of course, are guilty of drug crimes, and you know, a lot of these things are extremely severe for people who have really a problem, and, you know, shouldn't be filling up our prisons for these. And, of course, and I'm sure that we have people who've been rousted into prison. We know from Rodney Stitch's book, Defrauding America, that there are tens of former agents of the federal government who became whistleblowers and were thrown in prisons to silence them. And they have no voice, even though Rodney Stitch has written a book. He got himself as a federal FAA officer, was thrown into prison for attacking his own organization, and found out about all the other people in prison, and decided to come out and tell their story. And of course, the media has blacklisted the book so that it isn't given any publicity. And they did try to debunk some of the stories that they got out that became very strong. I think you carry the book, don't you?
Yes,
Radio
we do.
Liberty?
We carry both of his books, Defrauding America, Drugging America, and Unfriendly Skies.
Yes. Well, these are stories. We don't have a lot of whistleblowers now coming out because the people supposedly protecting whistleblowers within the federal government are actually persecuting them and are put in there specifically to seal their fate and make sure that they're given only token protection while their careers are destroyed, to telegraph a message to other whistleblowers that you can't get protection in this country. Well, you know, the horrible thing, of course, about this is that when an innocent person is deprived of his liberty and thrown into a torture chamber in Guantanamo, that the U.S. government actually owes this person compensation. Actually, we should be throwing the people who were responsible for this torture into jail rather than having the taxpayers having to pay compensation for these things. But nevertheless, the Pentagon, you know, rather than, you know, even saying we're sorry for, you know, incarcerating this man, continues to say that this man is taking advantage of his position and is feigning illness. And, you know, as Linda Hurd said, you know, they label him a manipulator and a propagandist with the implication that he's faking his state of health. One thing is certain, she says, Al Hodge didn't spend those years sunbathing, windsurfing, fishing, or bowling like U.S. military troops do at Guantanamo. This man was put under severe conditions, put in a tiny cage into the elements for many days on end. Finally went on a hunger strike, and he was force-fed with tubes down his nostrils into his stomach. It's very painful to go through this procedure. Why on earth, she says, would a person who had endured such horrendous physical and psychological treatment through absolutely no fault of his own fabricate ill health to make a point? And the government ultimately said, you have to prove that you were tortured, you know, and how can you prove anything when the government says that everything that happens in Guantanamo is a national security secret? Well, you know, I'm very upset about these things, Dr. Stan. It's very interesting that even some of the Democrats are waking up that this isn't just a Republican problem. As Democratic blogger Arthur Silber said, he was outraged by the choices he was being given for president this year, including Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton of his own party. His words are powerful and eloquent. Let me just quote from a few of them. He says, you know, you all need to desperately understand this. The next president of the United States, no matter who it is, will enter office knowing that he or she can systematically and regularly authorize torture, mass murder, direct the United States military to engage in one campaign of criminal conquest and genocide after another, oversee unaccountable acts of humanity and barbarity, and he or she will never be challenged or called to account in any manner whatsoever.
Well, except in the afterlife, and I really don't envy the position of the Bush family or the Clintons or the others, because one day, whether they're judged in this world or the next world, they're going to be judged.
Well, that's absolutely true. We know that there is a judgment after this earth life, and that these people will be held accountable, and we will rejoice at that, despite the sadness of those things. But nevertheless, justice must be done, and God will not overlook these, even though he gives these people plenty of rope to hang themselves in this life. And, you know, Silber increases his ire, increasingly puts it not only upon those that become president and use those powers and gain this immunity for being part of this globalist conspiracy, but he says, for this monstrous, unforgivable fact that you can thank the Democrats and those who whore themselves, W-H-O-R-E, for the Democrats' success in our disgustingly meaningless elections. He says, my thoughts on this issue coalesced as I read Chris Floyd's recent essay talking about torture, the torture state. And in his latest column, he says, he provides a succinct and powerful bill of indictment, drawing the only conclusion that anyone not corrupted or cowed into servility can possibly draw, that George Bush and his chief advisors should be arrested and charged on charges of torture and murder. Anyone who actually believed in democracy and the rule of law, anyone who actually believed that the Constitutional Republic of the United States was worth preserving and strengthening, and who had even though his flickering commitment to the idea of justice, would already be calling for the impeachment of Bush and his minions for these capital crimes. And this goes double, he says, for anyone in public life holding public office with a national platform to speak from and the institutional tools at their disposal for investigating crimes, and do not do so. And boy, I say amen to that. That includes the judges, includes members of Congress, except for those who have spoken out, like Ron Paul and a few others, whose voices have been disregarded. They alone are free from condemnation on these points. He says, where are these voices in the citadel of power calling for justice to be done? They are silent, every one, including the Democrats, in both houses of Congress, in both major parties. They are silent on the campaign trail. They preen before the public as wise and virtuous leaders worthy to lead a nation, but they are silent. It is clear beyond all doubt or dispute, that our public officials do not believe in democracy or law. They don't want to preserve the Constitutional Republic. They want to only continue the power which keeps them in office. Now, it's very interesting that he says that even the Barack Obama, who claims to be changing the very nation of politics, will not do anything. He claims that impeachment should be reserved for exceptional circumstances. And if this is an exceptional, I don't know what is. And outright violations of U.S. law against torture and murder are not, in Obama's eyes, exceptional circumstances. Anyone who continues to believe that Obama, he says, is notably unique, idealistic, and different in some fundamental way from all other politicians who have come before is dangerously, nauseatingly self-deluded. Pretty strong language.
Well, I'm not sure that Obama is self-deluded. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. And but the thing that really bothers me so much, Joel, is where is the outcry from our religious leaders, from our Catholic leaders, from our Protestant leaders, from our Jewish leaders? I mean, these are the people who are guiding the people, and the people look to them for leadership. And, of course, they're talking about all sorts of other issues and entertaining the people, but they're not speaking out on the great moral issues of our time, and one of them is torture and murder in this war.
Well, you know, that's only typical when you have a major Catholic bishop sitting on the major network news program today being lauded by the host, Matt Lauer, about his defense of homosexual priests and things and homosexual relationships. That's the kind of leadership that this nation deserves. Sad to say, now they may not all be homosexuals, but there is this passivity, there is this entertainment mentality, that as long as nothing touches me personally, I have no responsibility for the liberty of this land. And that's what's going to get us into trouble.
Oh, we're already in a great deal of trouble as well. Well, our guest, of course, has been Joel Skousen. Joel, we got a couple of minutes more before we have to let you go. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up?
Well, yes. There's an important issue of why Ron Paul is still in this race. First and foremost, he is building the movement for all of us that are in it. In his website pointed out this week, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul eclipsed an important milestone yesterday in primaries in Indiana and North Carolina. By winning over 71,000 votes, Dr. Paul has earned the backing in total of over 1 million supporters across America. Now, that's impressive. Never before, Dr. Stan, has our movement achieved this size and vitality. We've always assumed we were bigger than this, but this is the first time we have put together a coalition where the votes can be counted. And this eclipses by far, for example, the Constitution Party showing in the last election of some 375,000 votes across the entire nation. Dr. Paul already has got over 1 million votes in this nation. And best of all, his site has documented and has the names and telephone numbers or emails of those people so that they cohesively can be knitted together and continue to be used to fight for our liberties. And this is important. Important why it is to run for office and support good candidates. And I'm particularly pleased that Pastor Chuck Baldwin has taken the lead to be the Constitutional Party candidate for President of the United States. He's a wonderful person. He's not one of those Christian ministers who will shy away from attacking the essential threats to our liberty, and he tells it where it is, even when it hits against Republican conservatives who claim to be Christians like President Bush.
Well, I think we have a lot to be thankful for. I've been at this for a long time. I know you have as well. And I'm really guardedly optimistic. I think that there is a growing awareness out there across America. I get calls all the time from people who are discouraged. It doesn't do any good to get discouraged. They don't care how discouraged you are. They care, you know, how effective you are. And I think that there's a growing awareness because of what you're doing, Joel, and the rest of us. God bless. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And the guest has been Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. And if you don't go to World Affairs Brief every day, you don't know what's going on in the world.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people, in fact. Plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I like to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you can help, we'd love to have you on board. We have almost, well, we actually now, we picked up some new stations, so we have over 60 outlets of one sort or another every single week. We're reaching an awful lot of people, and we need your help. If you can, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I began the program before Joel came on talking about the world revolution, the fact that there is a continuous world revolution, and of course it's always been here, working behind the scenes of the mystery religions of the secret societies, but really much more so, starting with the American Revolution in 1776. And then, of course, the French Revolution, and then the Italian Revolution, and then the German Revolution, and then the Russian Revolution, and another German and Turkish and Italian revolutions following the First World War. There is a world revolution going on, and to really understand it, you need to get my DVD or video, World Revolution. It contains my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, who is the American ambassador to Cuba back in 1959, and he will tell you that the American government brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist. The CIA was working behind the scenes there, but they couldn't let the American people know. They're not supposed to know that we create the best enemies money could buy. We finance them. We set them up. We keep them in office. And then we keep saying, oh, my goodness, we try to get them out of office. Like they keep telling us we're trying to get Hugo Chavez out of office. Oh, shucks, you know, we're just so incapable. We're so incompetent. We don't know what to do about Hugo Chavez. And ladies and gentlemen, that's simply a lie. Hugo Chavez is playing a part, turning all of South America against the United States with the idea that they will then give up their sovereignty and form a common economic bloc just to get back at the United States. And with so many of the people, whether it's Ahmadinejad over in Iran or the people in China or in Russia, they're all playing their part because behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. So you really need to get our DVD or video of the World Revolution. Fascinating material you're never going to see elsewhere. That's the only interview I know of that exists with Ambassador Smith. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to get our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. Our talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies and the mystery religions, and you want to get more into that, of course, we have a 3-pamphlet set called The Occult Hierarchy. There is an occult hierarchy that that rules the world from behind the scenes today, and of course, George Bush and Dick Cheney are simply puppets, because there is a secrets movement for world revolution. That's why George Bush is a globalist and going along with all of this and concealing it from the American people, because you know what fate would befall him if he was defied the true masters. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that they kill people, you need to get our 4-tape set, JFK assassination, and then the update on that, JFK update. You need to get our 4-tape set on who executed Martin Luther King, and there's a book that comes with that we recommend, called An Act of State, written by William Pepper, who was the lawyer for the Martin Luther King's family when they brought a case against the government for his murder. And not a word of that appeared in the media. The book again, An Act of State, the 4-tape set, The Execution of Martin Luther King. You're going to find so much there in our website. You need to go to our website and look at the material we have. Of course, you certainly can get a free catalog. And if you've not, of course, laid in a supply of food, you better do it, because I will tell you that food is getting increasingly short supply for the people who are ready to reserve food, who we work very closely with. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like a free emergency food catalog or health catalog or regular catalog, we'll be glad to get that for you. And then we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD.